It's Thursday. Welcome to it.
Jimmy Carter's 94, Wendy.
Yeah.
How about that?
God love him.
He now holds the record of all the guys that have ever been president. He is the oldest. Like, he has survived the longest of any man who's ever held that position.
Do you see yourself living to 94?
Yes. And way beyond. I used to think that I could beat death by just not dying.
Yeah, that's like, a good way to do
it. Did you ever come up with that? Like, you go, I bet nobody's ever thought of this. I'll just not die and see how that works. But that's going to be more challenging as time goes on, I think.
A lot of it is your choice. Some of it is not.
Yeah.
A lot of fate involved.
There's a lot of chance. Quite a bit of fate. Right. How long will you live, do you think? My goal is 100. I'm shooting for 100.
I hope I make it to 80.
I don't see it.
I don't either.
No? Oh, that's not good.
I don't know.
You're supposed to want that. You're supposed to go, I'm going to do everything in my power to get that and then some.
We'll see what happens.
But I think 100 is a nice round number. A century.
I think that's too old. And your mileage definitely varies because there are some, honestly, 100-year-olds.
I know some guys that are in the hundreds. And
really sharp.
Yes. My wife works with a guy. Bud is his name. He's 103. You can't believe how sharp he is.
When I think of Nancy Pelosi being 80.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
80's the new 60.
Well, Jimmy Carter, who is now 94, when we first became aware of him, he was in his either late 40s or early 50s. So we are now older. Like, when you think about the first few times you became aware of Jimmy Carter, we're older than that guy, than that version of Jimmy Carter. The 1970s just emerging onto the national political turf, Jimmy Carter, we're older than him.
We're older than everybody.
Well, not everybody.
Well, like Dick Van Dyke, we're older than he was when he was
on the Dick Van Dyke show. Yeah.
There's no one we're not older than.
The two I always use as my barometer are Marlon Brando when he played Vito Corleone in The Godfather.
How old was he?
I think he was 49, something
way
like
past
that. And Carol O'Connor when he played Archie Bunker was also either 49 or 50, or maybe 51.
He was younger,
he might have been 51.
I thought.
No, it's right in there somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, it's right in there. Because I remember once I eclipsed that, I went, I am now older than Archie Bunker was. Because I don't feel that way. I hope I don't look that way. No disrespect.
Most days you don't.
Yeah, I'm sure there are days where I do. But just that kind of always wearing the same.
He had to wear the same show. The same outfit.
Yeah, I guess.
Look at Bart Simpson. That bothers me. Why don't cartoons change their clothes?
Characters tend to always wear the same or a very similar. But in real life shows, like Archie Bunker did kind of always wear that same white shirt with the collar. You know, that very...
Yeah. Yeah, meathead. I don't know how... I'm trying to look at how old he was.
How old he was when he started on All in the Family?
Yeah. Is he still around?
No.
When did he pass away?
He died a few years ago. Does it say? All in the Family started in 1970, I think. Is that right?
He was born in 1924, so you can do the math. Right. I don't want to.
Hold on a second. So if it started in 1970 and he was born in 1924.
I thought he was in his 30s.
He was 316 when he started.
I don't do math, and nor do you.
He would have been
50 something.
56. No, 46.
No.
46. He was, so All in the Family, that first year wasn't very popular. It was on the air, but it wasn't very popular. It really reached popularity in seasons 3 and 4. So give him a couple years, then he was 48. But think about that. Think about Archie Bunker and think about yourself. Doesn't your scale tip deep to the side of Archie Bunker? You go, well, that guy's way older than me. But no.
How old was Mrs. Garrett on Facts of Life when she... Because she always looked old.
She would have been in her 40s.
She
late
looked
40s,
in her
Charlotte
60s.
Ray.
Did she not? On the Facts of Life? Come on.
Yeah.
She looked way older than I
yeah,
thought she right. was. And part of it was they wanted her to look
they
older.
They wanted her to be older. Right. I don't know if 20, you think 20 years older than she was? I don't know.
I think of 50s. I think of 40s as my parents' age and 60s as my grandparents' age, even though...
They're locked in, right?
Yeah, that's just in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm now getting to grandparents' age pretty soon.
Yeah.
I don't have grandkids.
How about that?
Knock on Formica.
But isn't that... Like, I have that same... And I don't even... I always say my parents' friends. I don't even say my parents. I think about, like, my parents' friends. In my head, they're all... I don't know. I don't want to... I almost don't want to assign my parents an age... For some
ageless
reason,
priceless.
Because then it affects me directly because I know how old my parents were when they had me. So then that by proxy makes me older. But if I say my parents' friends because I'm not exactly sure what their age was,
right? That's a good way.
It's
a
more.
It.
It's a, yeah. I'm getting myself off the hook that way.
You have a lot of self protection devices that you use.
Bubble wrap.
You did, like mental emotional bubble wrap.
Yes,
I like it.
I'm opening up an emotional bubble wrap store.
I'm
on
telling
Clark.
You will. Kick ass. If not, you'll protect it.
But some people will come in and just stomp on that emotional bubble wrap because that's what we like to do as adults and kids.
Don't let them.
I'll charge them extra for that.
Opening day is a week from today, isn't it? 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
For the
today.
White Sox.
Yes.
For the home opener.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
I think
opening day, I think you're right, though. I think the White Sox play on the road, I believe, a week from today. Doesn't that sound right? And there's already been two Major League Baseball games overseas.
Yes. Why does that happen? Why are the Blackhawks playing in Prague? I don't understand all this foreign travel.
I've been told it's to what they call grow the game, which is to make people who are kind of aware of it but not really aware of it, they think if it's localized for them, they'll either attend the game or they'll read up on it or want to know more, and that's good for the sports. To make it more international.
When did they start this international travel? A couple years ago?
Been a while.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. They do it in the NFL. They play some games overseas. I think all the sports now have some representation played outside of the country.
Well, we will be at a remote location. I think Cork and Kerry? I think so. Yes,
yeah.
We're going to be there on April 4th. That's all I know. So is that 2 weeks from today? Yes, it is.
I'm trying to get Alan Bannister, Wendy. Former White Sox shortstop Alan Bannister. I'm trying to get him.
All right.
Maybe Brian Downing. I've never met him.
How are you trying to get him?
Just asking around. Just asking people. I'll go to the Jewel and I'll go, excuse me, you don't know Alan Bannister, do you? And they'll go, former White Sox shortstop. And I'll go, that precisely Alan Bannister. And they'll go, no, I'm not aware of Alan Bannister. No. See if we can get him, though.
All right.
She has any luck? Has he called in yet? No?
No,
nothing
yet.
All right. I'm being patient.
There is, I have some favorite tried and true food at the ballpark. A funnel cake is at guaranteed rate all the time, every game.
Yeah.
And almost always a Polish with onions.
Mm-hmm.
They have announced an unbelievable amount of new food at guaranteed rate. Things that you just don't think about at a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
These are
high end. Is it high end?
Some
food?
Of it is. Like here is a Bang Bang chicken salad. Popcorn chicken tossed in Bang Bang sauce and served on a Napa cabbage chopped salad with soy, ginger, vinaigrette, and dressing.
That sounds delicious.
It really does.
I would enjoy that.
I don't know what Bang Bang sauce is.
It's a little spicy.
It sounds like
it's got a lot of spice in it.
They have Boozy, which is one of my favorite.
I love that word. Right.
Boozy hot apple cider.
Yeah, that could be good.
You got to be 21 and over.
Rules.
Boozy hot chocolate.
Again, hard not to agree with. Is there some booze in it? Yeah.
Yeah, another drink. 21 and over. Jim Beam, Patron, and Monin toasted marshmallow syrup.
That sounds
delicious.
And
the boozy hot chocolate.
I would love that. On a hot summer day? What would go down smoother than that?
The beginning of the season and the end of the season is not a hot summer day.
No, you're going to get some cold temperatures there.
Bacon popcorn.
Oh.
Want to hear more? It's freshly popcorn covered with sea salt, cracked pepper, grated Parmesan cheese, and bacon crumbles.
I could do without the cracked pepper, but the rest of it sounds very good to me. Yeah, that sounds very good. I had the other night, we had bacon tacos. I'd never had bacon tacos before. Those were really good.
Pork belly tacos?
They were just called on the menu. They were just called
really?
Bacon tacos.
Were they
no, they're different because they also had pork tacos, pork shoulder tacos.
Right, but pork but belly were, is like a thick slab of bacon.
No, these were more...
crumbles?
Like bacony crumbles, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, very good.
What kind? Was it lettuce and... What cheese?
There was some sort of a white sauce in there that was...
sour cream?
No, it wasn't sour cream. I don't know how to describe it. There was some spice to it. So, like, have you ever had what they call chihuahua sauce, which I have found out has no chihuahua in it?
No, I know what chihuahua cheese is.
Much to my chagrin. Yeah, so it's that cheese made into a sauce.
I've never heard of
that. I've had that in a couple of different restaurants.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So it was akin to that, but yeah, they were very, very good.
They have Chicago fries, which is exactly what you think they are. Like you go Chicago dog, these mm-hmm. are Chicago fries. So they're waffle fries topped with the traditional Chicago dog condiments. Mm. So mustard, onion, relish. Mm-hmm. Pickles.
That's already too much for me. I would just like the fries themselves.
And a hot dog. That's what I would
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need the hot dog toppings. I like my fries naked.
Yeah, because you want to taste the natural flavor of the French fries.
Occasionally I'll do a cheese fry, but I don't like the cheese poured on top of it. I like the little cup on the
side.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. For just right for dipping, Wendy.
Yes.
And I like them in waffle shape.
Yeah.
Fries shaped like fries. I get it. They're delicious. They've been around since BC. But in waffle form, you get more fry taste. I'm a fan.
All right. What about dessert sweet potato fries?
I would have that.
No, I don't know that you would listen to this.
Why?
French fries, they're sweet potato.
Are they
dipped
in Kevin Hart sauce? Because I'm out.
No, but they're smothered with powdered sugar, chopped pecans, and whipped cream, and then drizzled with chocolate sauce and Nutella. That's too much drizzling.
I would need to try that. I would need to try to know how much of that I would have, but I would definitely try that.
You would?
Yeah, yeah.
Elote nuggets, a basket of corn fritters covered with a creamy cilantro lime aioli, queso cojito, and a sprinkle of cayenne pepper.
Oh,
that's club level.
I'm on board with that one.
Greek fries. French fries covered and smothered with sliced gyro meat, crumbled feta cheese, tomatoes, then drizzled with tzatziki.
I'd need to try it to know for sure. But again, I would not be afraid to try that. There's nothing in there that would keep me away from that. Usually there's one ingredient that they throw in that I go, why do they have to have that in there? But everything you've mentioned, everything seems good.
A Polish platter. This plate... filler features half-pound Vienna beef, Polish kielbasa sausage, and the choice of three loaded baked potato or onion pierogies piled on top of sauerkraut and caramelized onion, then topped off with a house-made mustard sauce. That's too much to
That's
eat at a
much.
Ball game.
Right. You're right.
Nashville hot chicken, that is just really popular now. And I had Nashville hot chicken when I was in Nashville. It is so hot.
Hot, spicy hot or temperature
yes.
hot?
Spicy.
Spicy hot?
Mm. And we got the medium.
Mm.
It was so unbelievably hot.
Mm. That's too much.
The southern favorite is being called up to the big leagues. This juicy breaded chicken breast is dunked in a house-made Nashville hot sauce, then served with coleslaw and crisp pickles on a soft brioche bun.
Mm.
That sounds good.
There's some good in there. Wait, hold on, Wendy, just a second. Any word about Alan Bannister? Nothing yet? Nothing? All right. I'm surprised.
How about this? The triple play burger. Angus beef patty.
Please don't tell me there's three patties in the burger, because that's too much. I love hamburgers, but that would be too much.
Not three beef patties, but you got the layer of the Angus beef patty, then fried bologna, and then bacon topped with the secret sauce and cheddar cheese on a brioche bun.
I would do it without the bologna.
So just a burger?
Yeah.
With the bacon.
With the cheese and the bacon.
Turkey.
I guess that would be more of a bacon cheeseburger. I get they call it the triple play for a reason. There's
right.
three ingredients on there. So that
we'll get a double play.
Double play. I would ask a double play, yeah.
Turkey and brie sandwich. Carved turkey served with brie, roasted pear, and citrus mayo on a fresh roll.
That's Could the brie be Brie Larson, Wendy, or would they say no to me?
I think they'd say no.
Yeah.
That's the diamond sweet, so never mind. Uh-oh. I got to go to the Mexican-style torta in the club level, seasoned pork, avocado, lettuce, tomato, cheese, and pickled onions served on torta bread.
That sounds good.
I love these pickled onions.
Avocado
lately.
On the side, if they could.
Dusted French fries.
Dusted with dust.
They're served with the fan's choice of Caribbean jerk, Delaware Bay, garlic and parmesan, or salt and pepper with sriracha ketchup.
I'd go Caribbean jerk on that. That sounds very good.
You would on a French fry?
Yes. That sounds very good to me.
Crispy pork puffs. Mm. Fried pork skins tossed in three house-made spice rubs and topped with sour cream onion, spicy barbecue, and chili cheese.
Oh, that sounds very good. I like that. This does not sound like when you think about the baseball games of old, like, you know, when there's a rain out, when you're watching baseball on TV and they show you a game from 1938, like all the, if you would have told those patrons at a baseball game that those were their food options, their head would just keep spinning around. They would have no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah. So boozy apple cider and boozy hot chocolate are
those the winners for you?
Yeah, maybe. And Antique Taco is taking over the taco stands in sections 109 and 137. Tons of different types of tacos, so that'll be good.
A lot of times when you attend a sporting event, like most of the foods you mentioned, you can only find them in one or maybe two particular areas of the ballpark. Yeah. It's not like they're plentiful and everywhere. You really have to get, I wonder if they give you maps, like food maps to the ballparks where they say, if you're looking for this or this or this, you have to go there, there, and there.
They help you when you ask.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah.
Because you do, sometimes you have to walk clear across the park for
right.
it too.
Right.
But yes, baseball season.
I asked Giolito during the game, I just yelled down to him. I'll go, where can I get the boozy hot chocolate, Lucas? And he's very kind. He'll point out where it is.
Well, some pretty exciting new foods to try when you go to Guaranteed Rate. This was What's Hot and What's Cold, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. And the home opener is 2 weeks from today.
Yep. Can't wait. All right. Kim Gordon will be by. She'll get you the news. And then there's more of us, Bill and Wendy, on WGN.
Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
Sure. I just saw a disturbing thing on the television.
Oh, no. What was it? Is Rachel Ray on again?
No, that was earlier. She's winning me over.
She is?
Yeah, I don't know
I'm
why.
I'm shocked
or how.
To hear this.
The same. I noticed recently, and I don't want to say that maybe she's put on weight, because
that's
I don't know.
It.
She just doesn't look
Something
the same to me.
Something seems different about her.
Am I right?
I wonder if, like that in the movie Us, there's another Rachel Ray that's kind of like her, but it's going to take over Rachel Ray. I wonder.
Possibly.
Seems realistic.
I'd watch that.
What did you see that was disturbing?
The Trivago guy. You all know who he is.
He's
right?
handsome.
He's now in a bathtub. I don't want to.
Yeah.
That's ruining it for me.
Why?
Because, you know, like.
He's got to take a bath.
Listen, you know, growing up, looking at Playboy, there were things strategically draped over certain areas.
Right.
I want to see my. They show him in a robe at the end, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But they're not showing full frontal or anything. But I don't want to envision my Trivago guy naked. You're seeing his chest, and then he hits something on the Trivago app.
And then what happens?
He gets sucked down the tub drain and ends up in a hotel pool. And then he hits the app again, and then he gets sucked out of the pool drain and ends up in the ocean. And then he ends up back in the bathtub. I don't want to see
commercial?
His
chest. Wait, what's he wearing all this time?
He's naked.
He's in the bathtub, Kim. He's without clothing.
But we
clothing.
Don't see him naked.
Well, because the water is, you know, covering
up to
things.
Okay.
So, but you're seeing the hairy chest.
Did you do the thing where you go up on top of the computer or the television?
No, I don't want
to
see it.
And look down to see if you can see it?
I'm not like you, Bill.
I was
you're
convinced
watching too
as
much
a kid.
Pornocchio.
I was convinced as a kid that if you could only see part of a naked person on TV, if you went to the TV like
and
above
down.
It and looked down, you could see the rest. But
how'd that go for you?
It didn't work then, and it still doesn't work.
Well, maybe that's the next thing coming in.
Oh, wouldn't
TVs.
That be great?
Look down and,
that, and
get
see
a
the,
real
see
look.
Whatever you want to see.
Well, they have the 3D cameras now where you can see fully around, so why wouldn't they have that's it right. on TV?
I still remember a Bob Hope special when I was a little kid, and Anne Margaret was on the Bob Hope special, and she did a thing. She had a towel on, and she dropped the towel, but the camera just stayed on her head and her shoulders.
Did you faint right
I'm
then?
Like, come on. I was six. Come
what
on.
What did she have on, really?
I'm sure she had on clothes underneath, but for the means of that sketch,
right?
She was then without clothes. But I was falling for it hook, line, and sinker. I was sure. Yeah, and Margaret's probably there naked. Bob Hope gets to see her. That's not fair.
I tried that once as a letters. Kid, and it really backfired on me.
To do what?
Okay, this is like true confessions. So a friend, we were probably, a friend and I were like maybe 11 or 12 at the time, and we thought it would be really funny when our pizza came to have a towel wrapped around us, and we dropped the towel with a bathing suit on underneath.
What, were you trying to get a free pizza?
Well, we just thought it would be funny. So we go to the door.
The prankster.
We go to the door. I have the towel on. This is going to happen. And it wasn't the pizza guy. It was my friend's dad back.
Oh,
he forgot something.
Oh.
He was yelling at, what are you all doing? Oh, this isn't funny.
So you never got to do it to the pizza
guy? Never really did it. Oh, my God. We were scared to death after that.
Wow.
My one time, I think I got a great
prank going.
It doesn't.
That, yeah, I'm very surprised. And I feel dirty, Kim. Well.
This was in Kentucky, right?
This was in Kentucky.
So not a lot to do, maybe.
No, maybe that's it.
We just thought it would be funny.
Maybe, right.
It would be funny, but that's kind of gutsy.
Yeah, I've got guts. I've got more gumption than you.
But yeah, I don't like the Trivago guy. I don't want to see him in the bathtub. And the robe was okay, but keep your clothes on, Trivago guy.
But a lot of people find him incredibly attractive, Wendy. I'm sure this is a business move. Trivago's just trying to get people hot and bothered. You're just bothered.
Good looking
You're not hot
as
and bothered.
The IKEA hunk.
He's different. Okay. You've never seen the Trivago guy? He's just an average-looking
guy. He's got,
silvery
gray hair. He wears very tight sweaters, but he's got the build for it.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls it off. I've never seen him in the tub, though. I think, Wendy, I think you must have some premium subscription to your cable that I don't have.
No, I just saw it right now. I guess this TV's on CNN.
Does he look like, oh, my gosh, I can't think of his name. Who is the guy in Seinfeld?
Yeah, the guy who's Jay Peterman.
Yeah.
He looks a lot like that guy.
That's what
He's got the same kind of grayish silver
that's
hair.
That's what I'm envisioning.
He's all right
even
looking.
Even though he's in his late 40s.
Tim Williams is his name.
Is that his real name? Yeah.
I don't want to book him on the show. I got nothing to say to him other than keep your clothes on, buddy.
She has anything from Ellen Bannister yet from the White? Still nothing. That's weird. That's strange. All right, tell me what you make of this. Yesterday I went in to pick up some food. My daughter ordered some food from a restaurant, and I went to pick it up. And when I went in, I recognized the guy working the register because in the summer, my daughter Reese and I were at that same restaurant. And when it came time to get my change from the meal, he shortchanged me by $10, right? So I remembered that guy. I'm like, I know that guy. That's the guy that shortchanged me the $10. He was very nice about it when I called it to his attention. Now, this is going back to the summer.
Okay.
Because I said, I gave you a 50. The bill was this, and I was supposed to get this, but I'm 10. Very apologetic at the time. So I'm like, oh, that guy's still working here, the $10 short guy. So it came time to get
restaurant.
The food. Same restaurant. Okay. Same time. So the transaction is made. And this time I'm shortchanged $5 the same way. Hey, you gave me two singles instead of a five and a one. You know, I'm supposed to get $6.48. I got $2.48. So I go, isn't this supposed to be a five and not a one? Same apology technique. I'm so sorry. He goes, I thought I reached for a five. Must have grabbed a one. So my theory, I threw
he's
this
got a
Reese's
scam
way,
going.
He's doing that all day.
Absolutely.
And he walks away with an extra $100 a day. So my first thing was, I should probably tell the manager this.
100%, because it's not like this happened once. This is twice. A year apart.
With the same guy. Right, with the same exact guy. And Reese said, you don't know, maybe he's just not that great at math. And I go, then working the register at a restaurant is probably
the
not
the
best.
The manager should still know, just
that's
so.
That's what I'm torn about, is because Reese said, no. You know, she's a much better person than me. She goes, it's probably a situation. He probably needs the job. And I'm sure everyone needs a job. But working the register, if that's your bad skill.
I mean, that's not a coincidence. Come on.
I don't think so either.
If he gave you the right change this time, you would have said,
it was a fluke last time.
Yeah. And it could have been a fluke last time, but this time was not a fluke.
Right.
It's also possible that maybe it's just maybe, you know,
maybe
it's just
somebody
the luck
put
of the
a five
draw.
In the one drawer and he got, you know.
Well, he was really weird because once he closed the drawer.
You're giving this guy way too much credit, Bill.
I should have told the manager.
I think so.
Then let the manager discuss it with him.
Right.
I mean,
and
I
maybe
wouldn't
you're
say,
not the first person who's told the manager, and if he needs a second person to tell
him. And I wouldn't
him.
Say he needs to be fired. Just
no,
say,
of course not.
You know, there's something I just want to let you know.
I've had two instances and not do it with the guy anywhere nearby.
Well, of course not.
Couldn't do that.
No. Because then you can never eat there again.
Right. Right. The way he kind of masked it as I was calling it to his attention, like he closed the drawer and I said, I was supposed to get $6.48 back, but I got $2.48 back. So the drawer was closed, so he was quickly fumbling around to get the drawer open, and it wouldn't open right away. It was one of those places where you have to make a transaction for the drawer to open. So she was busy making food off to the side. She was like 10 yards away and heard him hitting the button to get the register open and looked over, and he's like, I got this a quick mistake. Well, you know, trying to solve it very, very quickly. But I wonder how many times that happens. Mm-hmm. And I could be wrong. Maybe it was just a fluke that it happened twice in a row. That's what my daughter told me anyway.
If it is, then the manager knows it's a fluke. You know what I mean?
But like, if other people have said, hey, every time Mark is working the register, I walk away with $10 or $5 less than I'm supposed to.
You know, it was like, remember when I had the oil situation on my husband's coat? You know, we didn't want to get the waiter fired.
No.
But, you know, it was an expensive...
And for people who are just listening today for the first time...
We had... My husband and I went to a restaurant. The waiter was clearing dishes. Oil was spilled on his coat. A lot of oil on his winter coat.
A wool coat.
And it, you know, it needed to be cleaned or it was going to be ruined. And the restaurant offered to clean it, which they did a great job. And it all came out and water under the bridge at this point. But, you know, we said we didn't want, you know, we don't want this waiter to be fired.
Yeah.
But you need to know. And they said to us, this isn't the first time this has happened.
Oh, really?
So that's why I'm saying.
Didn't you feel guilty then when they said
that? I felt horrible. You know, but I felt horrible. He was a really nice kid. He was trying hard, but, you know, he made a mistake.
Right.
Well, maybe he's a family member and, you know, has to work there. So not the first time, but maybe he didn't lose his job.
Yeah.
I have two stories similar to that. Both involve a White Hen pantry.
Which are no longer in business.
They're no longer around, thankfully. All right. Story number one is we used to live in an apartment, and there was a White Hen pantry exactly across the street from us. It was miraculous. If you needed stuff, it was they were open 24 hours a day. Whatever you needed, they had it. Sometimes at a slightly higher price than we wanted to pay, but that's okay. The guy who worked that counter, and he seemed to be in there all the time. I know that's impossible, but I only remember being in that White Hen pantry two or three times over the years that guy, Mark, wasn't working the register. The change was wrong 100% of the time. There was never a time where the change was correct. And it would say the change on the register that you were supposed to get. Sometimes he would give you more change than you were entitled to, rarely. But almost always it was $3 off. It was $4 off. And I'd even say to him, I'd go, you know, I've never been in here. And he would laugh. He'd go, yeah, what are you going to do? I round up, I round down, whatever. You know, didn't mean anything to him. When I was doing the late night shift here, I would sometimes stop at White Hen and get a snack for during the show, right? So one time they had some flavor of Slurpee that I really wanted, and I got a Slurpee, and I reached for my wallet, and I realized I didn't have my wallet. And I go, I'm so sorry. You know, and it was up there, it was already poured. I go, I had a Slurpee and some mints and something else. I go, I don't have any money on me, and I'm going to have to, and he goes, just take it. He goes, you're in here all the time. I see you once every other week. Just take it, and next time you owe me $3.80. I go, all right, deal. I talked about it on the show. I go, isn't it nice that we live in a world where somebody can be so trusting? I go, it's not even $4 worth of stuff. It's less than $4. But a guy was kind enough to say, I trust you. I go, that doesn't happen anymore. I'm so happy to see that happen. About a week later, I go in, and I give him the money, and he sees me, and he does this. He's, like, waving me off. I go, I got to tell you, that was so nice, and he's doing this. And the manager comes over, and he goes, what's up? Is there a problem? I go, no, there's no problem. I go, this guy's the best. I go, I came in here, and he turns around like, oh, no, my goose is cooked. This is over. The manager was furious to hear this, that he gave me $3.80, and I paid it back.
Right.
So much so that when I left, like nothing happened as I left, but I got in the car and I looked in through the window, and I see that guy getting yelled at from his manager. I see that pointing finger and him, and he's just getting yelled at. And all I could make out was they must have some store policy that no matter who it is, no matter how often you see them, do not trust anybody. Don't give them $3 worth of groceries. Don't do it. That's horrible.
Did he lose his job?
He did not lose his job. He did not lose his job. I still saw him in there. But just the mere fact that he got yelled at for doing something nice. That's horrible.
But I don't think what happened to you at the restaurant was something nice.
No, I don't think it was either. I really...
And I don't think it was a fluke.
Like Wendy said, you always want to give somebody the benefit of the doubt, but the mere fact that I've had two transactions with this guy in a 6 or 7 month period, and both of them have left me with less money than I was supposed to have, that's a little on the peculiar.
And it seems like his behavior was odd, too.
Oh, very. Like, somebody finally caught me.
Is this a place you'd like to frequent a lot, or you go there?
My daughter goes there all the time. I've only been there. These are the two times I've been there.
That's why she doesn't want you to say anything.
Right.
She
likes
it. So right. Maybe you shouldn't.
But if she says something, maybe the manager will give her free food for a year. She, like, uncovered why this whole restaurant's, like, losing money.
I don't know.
How are we giving food away all day, every day, and losing money? What's going on?
I would just tell... I wouldn't say anything. Now, if she
would
goes there...
Would you write a note to them? Would you...
No.
Nah, I wouldn't put it in
You wouldn't do
writing.
That?
Yeah, don't put anything in writing.
Would you call there and say, hey...
Well, now that your daughter goes there regularly, I would say, promise me something.
Yes.
Promise me, like, if this happens again, you're going to let me say something.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Because then, you know, if she's asked you not to.
Yeah. And I'm not like you. I'm not trying to cost anyone a job. I just wonder if this guy is doing this with some regularity. It does. It reflects horribly on the restaurant. If I hadn't had the one encounter with him several months ago,
I wouldn't have even thought about it.
We made a transaction. Here's the change. Put it in my wallet. Don't even look at it.
Right.
And just walk out
the
door.
Has your daughter ever paid a notice, or she gets it delivered?
She has never. She's been in the restaurant. She's eaten in the restaurant several times. But said to me, she goes, does the guy kind of look like this? Is he kind of thin and wiry? I go, yeah, he's a thin guy. He's a wiry guy. She goes, kind of like glasses that are kind of horn-rimmed. But not, and I go, yeah, he was wearing glasses. I don't know how to. So she kind of knew. She goes, yeah, there's a guy who's always very fidgety working there.
But he could just be fidgety.
Fidgety, right. That's what I thought, too.
She needs to totally check her change the next time.
Every time.
And, see.
And make a deal with you. If she's shortchanged
then
next
time.
Then
we say something.
Then you have to say something.
Yeah.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah. Two strikes, you get another pitch.
One more pitch.
Three strikes.
In honor of opening day.
Right.
We'll give him one more.
If it weren't baseball season, sir, you would be out of a job.
That's right.
As he just looks up toward the heavens. I don't understand that, but thank you. That's
I never check my change. I never really pay in cash anymore.
I don't
and
either.
That's why.
A thing.
Because of the
it's
chance
just,
of being shortchanged?
Most people don't even want to take cash because I went and stopped and got a Jimmy John's for my son on the way home the other day. And I had cash. I never do. And I'm like, oh, I want to break a 20.
Yeah.
And they looked at me for a minute like, you're going to pay cash for that? And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not. Because this the transaction takes longer. Then I got to put the change in the change part
of
my wallet.
A lot of people don't know how to give change anymore.
Right.
Although it says it right there.
I know.
But you can't, like, if you add, like, if whatever your bill is comes to an extra 38 cents and you go, wait a minute, I think I have 38 cents. Okay. So you give them 40 cents.
Right. They don't know to give you a dollar back.
They have to call Kevin from the kitchen. Kevin.
Yeah. 12.52. Here, let me give you 2 cents.
Right.
Well, no, you're going to mess it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's so true.
What's the tea place that was next to Tribune? So they only took credit cards,
right.
But you couldn't pay in cash. There's a hamburger place in downtown Evanston that I used to eat at all the time, but I don't anymore because I have cash, and they don't take it.
Yeah, there's a sushi place down here in downtown Chicago that doesn't take cash.
Doesn't it seem... I'm not trying to be a patriot about this, but the reason that there is money and it's legal tender is you're supposed to be able to use it for any business transaction, but now businesses are taking that out of your...
It's so convenient, though. Now with Amazon Prime Store, have you ever been in there? You walk in, you put your phone down, you take whatever you want, you just walk out, and it's
you don't scan it anywhere.
No, nothing.
So there's barcodes on things and in the basket? Is that how that's done?
It can read... I don't know how exactly it works, but they read, you know, what you've gotten, and when you walk out...
Huh.
Probably, you know, the sensors that have things, that is what registers what you walked out with.
Because you kind of put your phone down with the scan code, like you put your
code
with your barcode, like you do a boarding pass.
Right.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And then the doors open for you to come through.
Yeah.
I haven't been
just
there
take
yet.
Take whatever you want, and then you just walk out through the doors and bing.
Well, take whatever you want. Sounds like you're stealing.
But
they're tracking it.
Yeah,
obviously they're tracking it, but.
But I would want to check my bill very closely.
You don't talk to a soul. You just walk out. It's the weirdest feeling.
Do you get the bill emailed to you then?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Or is it on your monthly statement?
It's on my credit card.
Oh, it
is. Yeah.
Well, no, for each item. Like through Amazon, probably.
I didn't look that close.
I would want it itemized like that, just to be safe.
I'm sure you probably do. I'm sure you probably do get it itemized.
Just to be on the safe side. Several years ago, I was in Miami. I was working on a project, and they kept us at the Fountain Blue Hotel in Miami, which is a great hotel.
Great hotel.
So At night, when I came in, I took a bottle of Coke or Pepsi and I drank it. And my plan was to go to the machine and then replace it in the morning.
So you wouldn't get charged the $18,000 right. for one soda.
I'd rather pay $250 for a bottle of Coke than...
Yeah.
Right. So that was my plan, and it seemed like a good one. In the morning, it was my checkout day, I get the bill underneath the door, and the Coke is on there, right? Which is strange, because nobody had been in my room.
And you replaced it.
I hadn't replaced it yet.
Oh, oh, oh.
But no one had been in my room to see that a Coke had been taken out of the honor bar. So at the desk, I go, I'm just curious. No one was in my room, but you guys knew I took a Coke. So the lady behind the counter goes, we've had a lot of theft here, so we're very protective about that. And I go, I know, but how did you know if nobody's been in the room to open it up and count how many? How did you know? And she goes, sir, all I can tell you at this time is that we're very protective of thievery in the hotel. I go, I respect that, but are there cameras in the room that you see?
It's got to be a weighted thing.
Yeah, it could be a weighted thing that something's been lifted up.
I wonder... I never got an answer. They wouldn't
because
answer.
Even if you replaced it with something.
A sensor?
Yeah, that's what I would imagine.
All right. Because you saw that there was a story yesterday about some hotel overseas.
Oh, my God. I was watching Lester Holt.
Rooms.
They like on the little.
I didn't see it. What happened?
The little cube of your plug-in thing, there'd be a camera there. And they were selling.
Right.
People were watching people in their.
In their hotel rooms.
Rooms.
It was like a spy cam.
You're just going to see.
Who planted it there?
Wendy.
No, but you're going to see people picking their nose. You're going to see old men with their hands in the back of their underpants. It's really not going to be.
That's the selling
point. It's not going to be what you think it is,
people. Did the hotel do it or people went in and planted it?
I didn't watch the whole
hotel
expose.
The hotel seemed somehow complicit. And, like, they were fine with the fact that it was happening, which is something of a violation of trust, I think, between the person staying in the hotel and hotel management, I would imagine.
I mean, so it wasn't a sick kind of thing like when, who was the ESPN announcer who had the...
Oh, Aaron...
Aaron Andrews.
Aaron Andrews, right.
The guy, like, you know, was watching
her. He got
her.
The room next to hers
right.
and then somehow made a hole in there so he could watch her.
Right.
Hidden cameras live streaming hotel guests.
Where was this?
It was a South Korean motel room. I don't know if this is the actual one that Lester Holt did. But, yeah, they were showing how small the cameras were and how, you know, little places where you wouldn't imagine a camera would be.
Haven't you ever stayed in a hotel where you're a little leery of that sort of thing?
I just assume I'm being watched all the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
That's why I get new pajamas every time.
No holes in your underwear.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to be safe. So the one channel, Wendy, that you suggested was old men with their hand in their underwear. That's one of the channels?
Yeah.
That's their least popular channel.
Grumpy old men.
Right.
With hands in their underwear.
We can't sell a single subscription. Kim, thank you for hanging out. We appreciate it. We'll close things off in just a minute or two. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
That's my skedaddling music.
Wendy, that is skedaddling music. That's what it says on the jukebox in the corner. A16, skedaddling music. Wendy's skedaddling music.
It's Friday Eve, so
yes.
Enjoy it.
Yes.
You going to a happy hour tonight? Ladies' night, by any chance?
Yeah, at the Stay Out Lounge.
Stay out all night,
stay
disco
all night.
Jack.
It's going to be fun.
Stone Park? Is that where it was?
I think so.
It's on LaGrange Road.
Yes.
Turns into Mannheim
in
all
Stone
the way.
Park.
Yes.
And I go with the Stone Pony. Steve Stone and I. That's our place. We have such a good time. He gets a pitcher of Zimas every time we go in there. It's nuts.
I'm sure he will beg
it's
to differ.
It's a good tip for you youngsters. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Wendy, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for the Mueller report.
You're welcome.
It's coming soon.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
I don't know when.
I will take full credit for it.
All
bye,
right.
Wendy.
See you, Bill.